Well, we head to Manhattan with pitcher Taylor Seward, who pitched an incredible 22 innings in 3 days over last weekend to help the Jaspers to a Metro Atlantic Conference championship. I guess, first of all, Taylor, how does your arm feel right now?
Right now it's kind of tired. I'm actually spending most of the day getting treatment on it with our training staff. They've been really helpful with it, and I'll be ready to go on Friday.
You pitched a 9-inning complete game last Friday, 2 innings in relief Saturday, and then 11 innings in Sunday's championship game. Kind of take us through the weekend. How did all of that come about?
Well, it was crazy. My pitching coach has worked with all of us the whole year. He's done a really good job with all of us, and it was scheduled for John to go game one. We thought we'd win that game, and then I go game two, and the guy that pitched the championship last year, Mike Giordano, would go game three, and it would be an easy series. Unfortunately, we lost game one, and then it was a must-win after that, so it was a slightly different plan there.
And going into the tournament, you had made 3 starts with 15 relief appearances. Was there talk with your coaches that you may be pitching a lot going in, or was this just kind of a, you know, like you said, you lost that first game. Was it kind of a by-necessity kind of thing?
It wasn't obviously the game plan for me to ever pitch that much, and I started off the year in the bullpen. I started off as a closer. I wasn't really pitching that good out of the pen. At TCU, John got hurt, so I asked my coach if I could get the start, and I threw a really good weekend there, and I kind of worked my way into the starting rotation, was pitching ever since. And then after Fairfield, it was must win every game. And I'm a senior. I've been to MAC tournament the last 3 years. Luckily, we won it once last year, so I know what it takes to win. And it was my senior year, and I wasn't going to lose this tournament, so I was going to do everything I could to win it.
You're living on the edge as well. Not only did you have to win all those games, they were all win or go home, but they all ended up being one-run games and two of them in extra innings. How do you kind of describe that run that you guys were able to make?
I mean, it's crazy. Everyone keeps talking about it and saying like it was one of the best like postseason runs, definitely in MAC history. I don't know about the rest of college baseball. I mean, I just got to give credit to our lineup and our team just for always battling back. We were down pretty big in a couple of games. My roommate Ray Ortega, Joe Rock, Nick Camastro, and Kyle Murphy all had huge hits for us this weekend, and we were able to pull it off.
Your personal numbers for the weekend, 22 innings, just 10 hits, 20 strikeouts, and just 6 walks. As you look back at it, how would you describe just what you were able to do in that 3-day span?
I mean, I'm still in shock at it. Every time I look at it, I still can't believe I actually threw that much. I kind of lost track of innings. I wasn't even thinking about that during the game. I was just praying we were getting that one run in the last game, and we finally got it in, I think, the 11th inning. I was going to keep going. If we had to go 15, 16, I was going to go until we got that one run.
Well, the 11-inning game, the outing in the championship game, was actually in relief. Your teammate, Matt Jordan, didn't get out of the first inning. What happened to him, and when was that call made to you to go in there?
Well, I told my coach originally I wanted to start that last game, but we were talking about it, and he's like, how many innings can you throw? And I told him 9, and his response was, how many innings can you really throw? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. I was like, maybe like 4 to 6, maybe. Like, I was exhausted already at that point. He was like, all right, like, we're going to go with Jordan. We'd rather have you at the end of the game if it was close at the end and stuff. So I trust my coach. We went with that decision. Unfortunately, Jordan didn't pitch that great, and he told me even the first inning, I sat out there. The second the game started, I was already in the bullpen, and he was like, if he gets in trouble at all, you're in. And then, unfortunately, it was the first inning, but after that, he was like, we're just going to ride you and see how long you can go, and it turned out to be 11 innings.
Guess so. And I think like 150-some pitches. I mean, how many times did your coaches ask you during that game if you could keep going?
Oh, they asked me every inning, and every inning I told them I was fine, even though I was exhausted from about the second inning on. I was like, I was dead, because it was real hot, too, which wasn't helping either.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, like I said, I wasn't coming back out of that game for anything.
So did you ever give any real serious consideration to coming out then during that 11-inning stretch?
I don't know. My arm kind of got dead in, like, the 8th inning. I was starting to get, like, real, real tired. And I thought about it, and I was like, I was almost thinking to myself, I was like, they got to score one off me at some point. I was like, they've seen me for the last 13 innings now. And I was just praying that they didn't, and just kept trying to get out as quick as I could so I could keep going back out there.
You said your arm's a little sore. I mean, what have these last couple days been like just as far as the rehab process then as you get ready for the next start?
Just a lot of icing, a lot of stim, and laser and stuff. And I've practiced today. I played lefty, so trying to rest my arm as much as I could. But the training staff's real good here, and they'll get me ready for Friday night.
You head to the Columbia, South Carolina now, where you face the two-time defending national champions in the first round of the regional there. Are you guys pretty excited for that opportunity?
Yeah, we're real excited. Last year we thought we had a tough regional. This year I think it's even harder with Clemson and Coastal as the other two teams. Both obviously nationally like ranked programs, and we're just going to go out there and compete and try to play as best we can.
You mentioned last year, and you went to Florida, down to Gainesville for the regional there, and of course they ended up losing to South Carolina at the College World Series last year. Do you think that experience helps prepare you guys for this one?
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of guys that returned from that team last year, and last year, I mean, for me, and the last time our program went to the regional was 06, so none of the guys I've played with have ever gone to a regional before, so it's kind of more like shock and awe just to be there, and like it was just an awesome experience just to be there last year, and everyone was like more focused on that, whereas this year like everyone's got that out of their system now, so we're ready to actually play and show the country like how good of a team we are.
What is the best thing, Taylor, about being a college baseball player?
I don't know, I just love playing the game and stuff, and I mean like all this like publicity and everything is all great, but I mean this isn't why I play the game. I play the game to like have like the dog pile with my team and stuff Sunday after the championship game. Like that's what we all play for.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing is the ups and downs. It's such a crazy sport, baseball. Like, you could be, like, for instance, Kyle Murphy was struggling the whole weekend. I don't know what he was. I think he was, like, 1-for-14 going into his last at-bat. It turns out he won the tournament for us with that game-winning single. So it just shows you how crazy of a sport baseball is, where you could have the biggest high and the biggest low, and you just got to try to stay as calm and cool as you can and not to get too hard on yourself and not get too high on yourself either way.
Before we wrap up, I'm going to do some word association. I'm going to throw a few things at you. You just tell me whatever comes to mind, as much or as little as you want, okay? Let's start with your catcher, Ramon Ortega.
Ray's my best friend. I mean, we spend 24/7 together. Like, my coaches make fun of us and say we're like boyfriends and stuff, but we're never apart, ever apart.
Another teammate, Anthony Vega.
Vega gets us going. He's like one of the fastest guys, definitely in our conference, probably up there in the country, too. Usually when our team does pretty good, it's because he's getting on base and stealing bases for us.
Your head coach, Jim Duffy.
Duff's the man. He's such a positive guy, even when we, like, started off so bad. Like, we started off real bad this year. I think we were 1-14 at one point or whatever. You know, he just stuck with it. He had his coaching philosophy. We all bought into it, and we stuck with the plan, and it worked out in the end, and we're going to a regional now.
The NCAA tournament.
It's what everyone dreams about playing in as a college baseball player. I mean, that's the goal for our team every year. Like, that's all we talk about from the first day when we have our team meeting. It's to win a MAC championship and go play in a regional.
Pitching 11 innings.
I'll probably never do that again.
Last one, Taylor Suett.
I don't know. I just like to play baseball, and I'm like, I just want to compete and do as good as I can. And wherever that takes me, it takes me. Hopefully it takes me to the next level, but we'll find out pretty soon, I guess.
All right. Well, it's outstanding effort over the weekend, 22 scoreless innings in the MAC tournament, and best of luck to you guys this weekend at the regional.
Thank you. Thank you.